were key, and that bats he got in Triple A. So there's a lot of things that he's gone through now to put him in a position to be comfortable. We brought Ramon Sambo, who's been with him since day one, one of our coaches here to Texas, to make the transition good for him. He'll be with us during this road trip. And, you know, he took BP yesterday and got in the flow with the guys. And, you know, I was thinking to myself yesterday what all must be going through his head right now. But, you know, this guy's played on a big stage. He's played, you know, sometimes we think we have a corner on that in America. But, you know, you play for a national team, and you look at all the things that he's been through in his life. And to get to this point, there's got to be a lot of satisfaction for him to about the decisions he made in his life to get to this point. And a lot of it has to do with the ability he has. And, you know, this is a 6'5" guy that, you know, runs well underway. He's not going to be a quick twitch guy. He's really worked hard defensively and base running, some things that you know, we wanted him to get comfortable with. So we're hoping that, you know, he can be a contributor for us. You know, it's about the same time we, you know, very similar to the time we added Manny last year. But that's a tough act to follow, Brett.
Yeah, I would say so. Buck Showalter with us on BAL. Going back to last year, again, it's apples and oranges in a lot of ways. And I know this is a Troy question for you, and you've had to answer this before, but just comparing break to break your team from 2012 to 2013, is it similar to it in any way, or is it just two clubs trying to make the postseason at this point?
Well, you know, it's like I told the players before we left and then when we regathered yesterday in short center field. It's just, you know, you grinded like heck. You know, we're 10 over going into this stretch, and you grind like heck to have a chance to roll the dice for 66 games, and everybody would have signed up for it in blood to have a chance to play meaningful games the rest of the way. And it's a tough row. I mean, you look at our schedule, I think they've rated it the toughest schedule the rest of the way in baseball. But that's what it's supposed to be. You know, this is not supposed to be easy, and our guys know that. And we talked about a lot of little things that we're going to have to be. You want to be brilliant in the basics, and that's going to be the separator. If we stay in the games with our starting pitching and catch the baseball and do things that, you know, you don't want to you focus on things that you've got to do better, but you also try to keep what you're doing well at a good level. So, you know, we talked a lot about the things we've done well and we have to continue to do and some things that we have to be brilliant in order to face the competition. I mean, Tampa's unbelievably strong. I love what they're doing. I think they're as big a threat to Boston as anybody. And but Boston's not, you know, it's a given that these teams are going to be good the second half. We got to stay focused on what we have to do and know who we are. We are, you know, there's not a lot of confusion about who we are and how we're going to do it. And I'm proud of that. And I think our guys feed off of that. And they look around at each other and don't expect to, you know, we think the answers to the ground we have to make up are in our own locker room.
Buck, final question about the enjoyment of just watching some of your guys during the All-Star festivities. The ratings were off the charts here in Baltimore. A lot of pride from Baltimoreans seeing five guys participate and really not only handle themselves but play spectacularly at times in the field and even at the plate. Just tell me about your vantage point in watching your guys participate in that game.
Well, you know, it's almost like, remember that class you come back after summer and you'd have to write that paper on what I did this summer. You know, we let Chris and JJ and Manny and Tilly and AJ, they all, you know, talked about some of their experiences, and it was pretty cool. And I'm real proud of them. You know, I text all of them how well they presented themselves as Orioles and organizations. You know, organization is very proud of them, and you know, they're very humble about it. They understand that you know, they always have the team in front of them. You know, these are people that are very easy to trust, and it's been an honor and a pleasure to be around them and manage them. And I just hope they get back what they deserve out of this season as much as anything. And we'll see. You know, our curiosity is always satisfied. We're going to play these 66 games, and we will seek our level. You always do. There's no flukes or Cinderellas in baseball. And I'm as curious as you are, Brett, to see where it takes us. But I got a good. If it's just about people and the want-to part of it, we're in good shape.
I love that. Buck Showalter, the Orioles manager, best of luck tonight. And, of course, we'll catch up again in Baltimore. Thank you so much, Buck.
Okay, Brett, you take care. Thanks for having me.
That's Orioles manager Buck Showalter. Your thoughts, hopes, and dreams about the second half when we come back. 410-467-WBAL. 410-467-WBAL. The second half is here, and this is Sportsline on a Friday night here on WBAL.